the hadith with it last. An Ummi Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anha anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal innama ana basharun wa innakum takhtasimuna ilayya wa la'ala ba'dakum an yakuna alhana bi hujjatihi min ba'd. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily I am a human being and you bring your disputes to me, and perhaps some of you is more eloquent, more good in presenting their case than some. And because of that, فَأَقْضِيَ لَهُ بِنَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعُ, I give a verdict according to what I hear. So ulama explained from this, is that when a person is presiding over any case, over any matter, then he gives his verdict from what he hears, not from anything that is preconceived, what he understood from before, and what concept, whatever he conceived of these people before, he doesn't base it on that, he bases it on what he hears. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm giving a verdict according to what I hear. So firstly, there's two are coming with a dispute. One person is more eloquent, he's more good, he's got a better way of presenting his case. It doesn't mean that he's right, but because he presents his case in such a good manner, then I give the verdict based on what I'm hearing, he makes it seem as though he is on the right. So Rasulullah ﷺ is cautioning here. He said, فَمَنْ قَضَيْتُ لَهُ بِحَقِّ أَخِيهِ فَإِنَّمَا أَقْطَعُ لَهُ قِطْعَةً مِّن نَارٍ. That whoever I give a verdict for, and that verdict is actually going against some other brother of his, who that person had a right. In other words, he made a claim against his brother, and he knew he was wrong. But because he presented his case in such a manner, Rasulullah ﷺ awarded him. Although he knew he was on the wrong, he did the wrong, it was not his property, it wasn't anything that he had rightfully claimed to, but because he gave such a good presentation of the case, Rasulullah ﷺ awarded to him. Rasulullah ﷺ is cautioning that when I'm giving you, I'm awarding you this, and I'm giving the verdict in your favor, together with that I'm giving you a portion of the fire of Jahannam. It is so serious that a person knows he's wrong. He can have the best of attorneys, he can have the best of advocates, but if a person knows he's wrong, it doesn't matter how efficient and how eloquent and how well versed they are in presenting the case. But when, if they happen to win that case knowing that they are wrong, the Rasulullah ﷺ is cautioning us that together with the verdict is coming a portion of the fire of Jahannam. So how can a person ever celebrate if he knows that he had taken some other person's right away, and here he's winning the case and he's thinking he's got a great win? He should actually just ponder over this hadith, and we should all ponder over his thinking that together with that verdict that's coming in our favor is a portion of the fire of Jahannam that's coming in our favor. Who would ever want a piece of the fire of Jahannam? Another lesson we learn from this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not alimul ghaib. He didn't know the unseen. He didn't know everything, like how some people claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alimul ghaib. If he was alimul ghaib, how could he say that innama ana bashar, I am a man like you, and I am giving the verdict according to what I am hearing? He would rather say that I got knowledge of the unseen, and I'm giving my verdict according to my knowledge. Here he's cautioning that I'm giving the verdict according to what I'm hearing. So be careful what you speak to me, what you tell me, because accordingly I'm giving the verdict. Today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيَزَالَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي فُسْحَةٍ مِّن دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. رواه البخاري. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will continue moving comfortably upon his deen, he will be going easily upon his deen, so long as he does not get involved or he does not take away unlawful blood. Unlawful blood here will mean one of four. One is a person, he kills somebody, and he kills a person that is a Muslim. This is the worst that a person can do. Islam is so fair and so just that at a time when the value of a person's life was nothing, for them to bury their daughters alive, their own daughters, was nothing. To kill for petty reasons was nothing. At such a time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling people that you will move comfortably upon your deen so long as you don't kill unlawfully. And the justice of Islam is such that not only a Muslim's life is sacred. Today you find that if it in a poor country, if in an African country, in an Asian country, Bangladesh, Burma or somewhere, if people are killed, there isn't such a big uproar. There isn't big newspaper articles, etc. But let three or four people be killed in the West, in the UK, in Europe, or in America, then there's big articles and there's a big uproar. It seems as though the life of a person in the West is worth much more than a person in Africa or in the East. But here the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so fair, so just. Every single person's life is valuable. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning us that you will be moving comfortably upon your deen. To understand this, the ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَلِيمًا. That a person who kills somebody else, he kills another believer deliberately, then the azab or the recompense for this is a person who will be put in the fire of Jahannam forever. This is what the ayat is saying. And then, obviously, ulama give explanation to this. And then, this is where a person doesn't make tawbah, he's not repentant, and he dies on the cave. He made tahawun of it, and he died on kufr. Then the other thing that happens to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a painful punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, firstly, this person will be put in the fire of Jahannam, and then it is mentioned forever, and then Allah Pak will give him a painful punishment. Ulama explain that where a person makes tawbah, because there's another ayat of the Quran that comes that وَلَا يَغْدَتْ قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْنَتُوا قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That person who has harmed himself, he shouldn't fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. So Allah says if a person happened to fall in this, he should make sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah, then there is hope that Allah Pak will forgive him. Here what this hadith is speaking about, a person is unrepentant. He goes and he kills somebody. And the fairness and the justice I'm talking about in Islam is that not only a Muslim person's life is valuable. That person who's a non-Muslim but he has come into the country of a Muslim with a visa, for understanding person, he comes in protected, meaning he comes in properly with a visa, etc. His life also is valuable. There is another person whose life is valuable in Islam that will come under this unlawful blood. Is that person who, the Muslim country and that non-Muslim country, there is some kind of peace agreement. That we've got some kind of understanding, peace agreement, etc. To kill a person from that country also is incorrect. Then the third type that is also incorrect is a person that is a Zimmi. Zimmi is a non-Muslim living in a Muslim country. Many of the Muslim countries you'll find that there are non-Muslims living there. Even his life is sacred. His life also comes under this hadith that you'll be continuing upon your deen comfortably until you do something like this, that you even take a non-Muslim but he's staying in a Muslim country. So it shows the fairness and the justice of Islam. And at a time when there was no value for life, at this time Islam is saying that all these different categories of people value them. Now what is meant by moving comfortably, ulama explain, is that a person who kills unlawfully and is involved in such a serious, grievous sin, such a grave sin, then what will happen is, and he's unrepentant, then a time will come when he slowly, his deen will become harder for him. It won't be so comfortable, easy for him to practice his deen. And a time will come when he will leave Islam because of that guna that he committed, such a serious guna. So Allah Pak give us tawfiq, shows that gunas have an effect on a person's spirituality and his ruhaniyat. That where a person commits such a serious sin and he's unrepentant, a time will come when it will become harder and harder for him to practice, and then he'll leave Islam. And there's a great possibility that he'll even die on kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.